Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 510, 76 degrees. Temperature went down. Now that rain's moving through the area. Looks like it should be out of here by about 8 o'clock tonight, the rain. And looks like we have a decent weekend ahead of us, if you just heard the weather. How's everyone doing on this Tuesday, July 1st, 2025? We do have some information on the Sean Diddy Combs trial. The jury has reached a verdict on four of the five charges. The most serious charge, the RICO charge, with which carries life in prison, the racketeering charge, they cannot come to an agreement on that. Now, that does not mean they are considering him not guilty. It means that there's a disputed jury. He could be found out with a hung jury on that. The judge has directed, based on the recommendations from both attorneys, which is unusual, to continue deliberations on the one charge that they cannot get. Now, the other charges are serious, mind you, but it does not look like, I don't believe we're going to get a verdict tonight unless the jury is extremely frustrated, go back after the judge's instructions and come out with a verdict, which is, it happens, but it would be unusual. I could see them going through the night and maybe having a little time tomorrow to come to a conclusion, at which time the judge would need to make a decision to call a hung jury on the first charge and then read the charges on the remaining four. So we'll see what happens there. We are monitoring it, but I'd be surprised if we get a verdict, at least during this show. So we will continue to monitor that. When I read stories like this, and this is coming out of New York, but maybe it's not. Luckin, L-U-C-K-I-N, is China's largest coffee chain. You heard me right. China's largest coffee chain. And they're launching in New York City as it takes on Starbucks in its home region. Yep, you heard me right. China's largest coffee chain is coming to the Big Apple after trampling Starbucks in Asia. Luckin Coffee opened its first U.S. locations Monday, including a storefront at 755 Broadway in Greenwich Village and another at 800 6th Avenue in Nomad, according to posts on its social media accounts. Luckin did not immediately respond to media requests for comment. Has been promoting the new storefronts with special deals and discounts, offering free tote bags to the first 100 customers in stores on Monday and 99-cent drinks for a limited time. The coffee chain stores are marketed towards young customers, requiring customers to use mobile phones to place orders and mostly offering cashless payment options at takeout counters. Now, first of all, with everything we know, would you trust this? You can only use mobile phones and you can only use cashless options. Now, a lot of places do that. But again, this is China's largest coffee chain. And they're opening up stores in America. Yeah, well, I know. Rob, you're the free market capitalist. What do you mean? Why can't China open up? Well, why can't American companies open up coffee shops here? And as a customer, how comfortable are you using Chinese mobile apps and their cashless systems? Who knows what kind of data they're taking? Now, mind you, every Chinese company, by decree, is part of the Chinese government. So this is not just privately owned Chinese company. This is a Chinese government company. Luckin has a wide-ranging menu that rivals U.S. competitors like Starbucks or Dutch Brothers, selling coffee, matcha, lattes, fruity drinks mixed with espresso. It also sells some pastries, including banana yogurt loaf and a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant. Yeah, it sounds all great. But you know what? Dunkin', Starbucks, and a whole lot of other places, plus your mom and pop shops, sell all that too. Its sales have been helped by its low prices, selling drinks in China for about 30% less than Starbucks. Hey, listen, that's great in China. You're a Chinese company, And if you can undercut your competitors in China, have at it. Why do we continue to shoot ourselves in the foot here? You know, we just had the story yesterday of the Chinese nationals who were spying on our military bases, which called me to listen, we need to do a review. Department of Homeland Security needs to do an in-depth review of every Chinese national that's here on a visa. Student visa, travel visa, work visa, I don't care. I don't care. So back to this Chinese coffee shop, coffee chain. Its sales have been helped by the low prices. Lunkin was founded in Xiamen, China in 2017, quickly expanded to overtake Starbucks by number of storefronts in 2019. It currently boasts about 22,000 locations in China and dozen more in Singapore. By 2020, however, the company was shrouded in scandal. It was forced to retreat from a $645 million initial public offering after it admitted to fudging its revenue figures to inflate its share prices. It was delisted from the NASDAQ, and its chairman and CEO were fired. How many red flags do we need? The Securities and Exchange Commission slapped Lunkin with a $180 million fine in accounting fraud and civil charges. And following year, it reached a $175 million settlement in related shareholders' class action suit. But the company has continued to grow, of course, because they're backed by the Chinese government. In 2023, it doubled its number of stores and increased its revenue by 87%, reporting higher results in China than Starbucks. It was reported earlier this month that Starbucks was allegedly courting buyers for a partial sale of its Chinese businesses. But the Seattle-based company has since denied those reports. And again, I mean, what's your thoughts on this? Are you okay with a Chinese coffee chain here in America simply because it may be cheaper? Are you okay with using your mobile phone to order at their systems in these Chinese-run coffee chains and cashless apps to where you swipe your phone or your card or whatever you do to pay, use one of your apps, your Venmo or your PayPal or Apple Pay, or I mean, there's a multitude of systems now where you could pay these things. Do you trust that, knowing that the Chinese government has a piece of every Chinese company? And how are we just letting Chinese coffee shops open up across America now? I mean, do we have a shortage here of, I mean, is there even a coffee-growing region of China? Or are they getting it from the same places everyone else is getting from, and just because it's a government-run company, are there? Somebody says, are there McDonald's in China? I believe there is. I don't know. Never been there. There may be. Let's see. Let's find out together. Are there McDonald's in China? I would assume there is. Yes, there's McDonald's in China. In fact, China has the second most McDonald's locations in the world. McDonald's has been expanding rapidly in China with plans to open even more locations. Let's see here. We'll learn together. Yes. Does the Chinese government own a portion of the McDonald's in China? Yes, Chinese entities do own significant stake in McDonald's operations in China. McDonald's sold an 80% stake to its mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau operations to a consortium led by the Chinese government. McDonald's retains a 20% stake initially. Subsequently, McDonald's increases the stake to 48% by acquiring Carlyle's 28% share. Again, even though there's McDonald's in China, the subsidiary that runs the Chinese McDonald's is the Chinese government. So There you go. Anyone else? Questions? We learned that together today. See? I wonder if they feel the same about American companies. I really don't care how the Chinese feel in China. I care about us here in America. I would be fine with Chinese government or Chinese residents saying, we don't want McDonald's here. And I don't care. So we'll see. Again, would you here in America feel comfortable shopping and getting your coffee at a Chinese run coffee chain? Simple as that. Simple question. I'm not here playing tit for tat. I really don't care if McDonald's is in China. Nor would I care if China says we don't want McDonald's here or any other American chain. But what's interesting is the Chinese government basically bought the franchise to McDonald's and runs it in China. So is it really the McDonald's we know? Maybe by brand, maybe by the golden arches and the type of food. But other than that, it's still a Chinese government-owned entity. Do we want them here in our stores in America? Do you feel comfortable going into a Chinese chain coffee shop in Midtown Manhattan and swiping your card and using your phone to order it? So that's the question I have. That's it. Simple as that. I wouldn't. I mean, I rarely buy coffee out unless I have to. And I'm not a big fan of the chain places like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts and stuff. But sometimes you have to do what you have to do. It's 5:22 here at WILK. No Chinese corruption here. It's time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 5:26, 75 degrees on this July 1st. So even though Senator John Fetterman voted with his team today and voted not to pass the Big Beautiful Bill, as I don't think anyone expected he wouldn't. But he has not walked in step with his Democrat counterparts and has started to get the spotlight and ire of Democrats in the party, especially his more progressive wing. Well, former rival Conor Lamb has emerged as a progressive alternative to embattled Senator John Fetterman. And there are a lot of questions being raised. Is he starting the groundwork to challenge him in a primary? Now, I said I'd be very surprised if the Democrats do not primary John Fetterman. He has, like I said, walked out of step. He speaks with his own mind, and that's a good thing. Listen, I could deal with him voting against today's bill. I didn't expect anything other from him. I can understand where his priorities are, but if he thinks something's right or wrong, he's going to tell you. And I respect that more because that's actually rare in politics today. And if he's going to buck his party, he seems to not care. If he's going to piss off Republicans, I don't think he cares. But, I've talked to Senator Dave McCormick, who has a very good personal relationship with John Fetterman. I respect that. And I think that's the way it should be. I think in the end, they both should be working the best they can together to do what's best for Pennsylvania. And I think they have done that on a lot of things. But obviously, they're going to vote on opposite spectrums when it comes to different things that they don't agree on. I'm okay with that. That's why people elected Senator John Fetterman. That's why people elected Senator Dave McCormick. I like the fact that he's willing to tell his own party no. That's rare. And that's rare for Republicans as well. We're seeing some of it now. Three Republicans didn't vote with this bill. There are Republicans in the House that are saying that they can't go along with the changes that were made in the Senate. So I think we're going to see more of that. But even though Senator John Fetterman isn't up for re-election until 2028, his one-time primary foe, former U.S. Representative Conor Lamb, is crisscrossing Pennsylvania and social media, looking and sounding like he's preparing to challenge Fetterman again. At a town hall after town hall across Pennsylvania, Democrats and allied progressive groups aren't hearing from Fetterman in person or Republicans who control Washington lately. But they are hearing from Lamb, a living reminder of a Democrat they could have elected instead of Fetterman The former congressman has emerged as an in-demand town hall headliner, sometimes as a stand-in for Fetterman, who at times bashes Fetterman for some of the choices and things he's done. You know, I thought I was going to play Senator Fetterman, Lamb joked as he sat down in front of a central Pennsylvania crowd this past Sunday. And Democrats, like we said, are frustrated with Fetterman. There's no secret to that. Lamb's resurgence comes as a in-between moment, roughly halfway through Fetterman's six-year term, and as helping define the struggle facing Democrats in the swing state of Pennsylvania. Does Connor Lamb come into it? And listen, John Fetterman has not even said that is he going to run for another term. So, you know, this is all speculation, but you have to realize, I mean, the writing's on the wall that Democrats somewhere is planning, and it looks like Connor Lamb's doing the legwork and groundwork already to maybe be that person. And I wouldn't be surprised, a matter of fact, I'd be astounded if a Republican does not challenge John Fetterman. So he'll be dealing with a primary and a general election come 2028. If the advances that the Republicans keep making, if they continue to hold the House, it may be an uphill battle for Democrats to stave off if the right Republican steps forward here. Now, I haven't seen any or heard any talk of who that person may be. There are some discussions, but I have not seen or any front runner that may step up and do that. I think that's a mistake. I think Republicans should already be leading the way in talking and to the different people around Pennsylvania if they're looking to be the next senator of Pennsylvania. But it appears some Democrats, at least Connor Lamb, is already doing that. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. What was that? We have some news here, and again, a victory for women's rights and women's sports. The University of Pennsylvania has agreed to ban transgender women from its women's sports teams to resolve a federal civil rights case that found the school violated its rights of female athletes. The University of Pennsylvania will bar biological male athletes from women's sports, restore female swimming records, and send personalized apology letters to female swimmers impacted by their transgender policies. So this is a huge win. We've had many of the people on this show, from Paula Scanlon, who was a teammate in the University of Pennsylvania swim team, to Riley Gaines, who competed against the transgender biological male individual from the University of Pennsylvania team. So this is a huge win for women's sports, and it's amazing how a change of narrative goes. This is just the right thing to do. Having men compete in women's sports is just wrong. And listen, identify how you want to identify. Dress how you want to dress. Love who you want to love. I don't care. But if you're going to take that into a realm of competition where you're unfairly competing against women in women's sports, I'm sorry. There's a reason why you don't see it the other way. There's a reason. There are plenty of women who identify as men. You don't see them trying to play NFL football. You don't find them trying to play NBA basketball. You don't find them trying to play college football or anything like that. It's an unfair advantage. So it's a great win for women's sports. And I'm sorry, I stand behind, as a father of two daughters, a husband of a wife, I will always support women's rights and women's safety when it comes to the sports they participate in. And it's good to see that, and the consensus is that on there. This isn't an attack on transgender. Like I said, live how you want to live, be how you want to be. But that does not extend into the competition sports. That does not extend into the unfairness of other people. It's as simple as that. And that's where this became an issue. They, of course, want to turn this into an attack on that community. It's not an attack on the community. The attack truly is on the women and girls who were forced to change in front of a biological male. The women and girls who were forced to compete against biological males. That's the attack. And until you started invading their space, no one cared how you dressed, how you identified, or what you wanted to call yourself, or anything like that. Be who you want to be. But when that starts affecting other people, other people's safety, other people's opportunities and records, yes, I'm sorry, a line needed to be drawn. And it was, and thankfully won. So great job. The University of Pennsylvania has agreed to ban transgender women from its sports, women's sports teams, resolve a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. That's a great win. And hopefully it continues. This is just one school. It's one case. It needs to continue. It's coming up on 5:40 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down on this Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. I will not be here tomorrow. I will be at a memorial service for my good friend of 22 years, Garth, passed away on Friday, way too early. And I've been trying to get a grasp around it. I was just speaking to him that day. We were supposed to have an event at his house on Saturday, a bunch of us. And he's not here. And I've been trying to come to grips with this pretty much all weekend into today. And the family's having a memorial service tomorrow evening at Montage Mountain where I expect a huge turnout. If you know Garth and in the community, a lot of you do, and I know a lot of you from my social media posts have interacted and have reached out, and I appreciate that. There's a big portion of NEPA that's hurting right now, and tomorrow we're going to celebrate his life because that's what he would want, and that's what his family wants. And that's what we're going to do. And, my family will be there and his family and friends from far and near. Garth, a special person. And when I say I'm a better man, I'm a better father, I'm a better husband, a better American because of him, I truly mean that. That's the type of person Garth was. Garth was a West Point U.S. Military Academy graduate, played football for Army while he was there, served in the Green Beret Special Forces, patriot, family person, family man, father, two loving children who grew up with my kids who are just outstanding, beautiful, outstanding wife that my wife works with in her gym. And it's just kind of getting a grasp. And since it's happened, I literally talked to him hours before he was no longer with us. And I've kind of heard his voice in my head since. And I've tried to, is it him talking to me? Is it just my head trying to wrap itself around, I won't have my friend? Apologize. But the celebration is, I'm better because of him. A lot of us are. Anyone who knew him was. He didn't call you by your name or, hey, you, bud, my friend. Every time. Happy to see you, my friend. And you could meet him once or twice, or you could know him for 22 years or 45 years. And you were his friend. And he let you know it with a big hug every time he saw you. And if he saw you an hour later, you got another hug. And he gave you a hug before you said goodbye. Told you how much you meant to him every time you saw him. And taught me to do that myself. So, it's part of life, I get. I can confidently say that there's a whole lot of better people on this earth because they knew him, and he will not be forgotten. So tomorrow, I will not be here. I will be at this memorial service, and I, you know, I threw around the idea of maybe coming in because the memorial service starts at 4, and I was going to come in and maybe do an hour of the show because, you know, I didn't want to shortchange you either. You're my family and friends as well. But I just knew my mind wouldn't be here. And with my family there and getting ready to do this, I figured that my right place was there. You know, family first, right? And this is part of that. So it's, you know, we will not be here tomorrow. But if you are attending the memorial service up at Montage, if you knew Garth, and if you were a part of his life, you know, I'm sure it'll mean a lot for you to be there and be part of the celebration, because that's what it's going to be. I've been in a talk with a lot of people from here, and it's going to be a celebration of his life. Yeah, there'll be tears. Yeah, there'll be hugs. There'll be some laughter, no doubt. But Thursday, right now, I just heard the weather report. I was looking at weather. We're planning on doing the show live from Scrantastic, so if you're going to be around the Scrantastic Spectacular, I think it kicks off at 4 o'clock, and you have the full Philharmonic. There's going to be food trucks and vendors and music bands on the side stage. The full Philharmonic, usually it's just half of them, is going to be there. That's always a great time. We'll be set up down there. The other stations here will be set up to broadcast live. The weather looked iffy. Now it looks like it's going to be more later in the evening, so 3 to 6, if it looks like I can get the show in down there without any weather issues. We're going to have a special time down there. 4th of July week, that show, usually it's the day before, so 3rd of July. You know, we've done some good stuff in the past and expect nothing less this time around. So we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a patriotic show, and we're going to bring it to you live from Courthouse Square in Scrantastic. So come down, say hello, see me there, and let's celebrate America and be an American, because there are people like my friend Garth. There are people like a lot of your children out there that you text about who are in our military. You or our veterans who you know, are dealing with issues today or have served our country. You know, America's the greatest place in the world because of people like you and them. You know, people like our patriots who have done so much for our nation and have sacrificed because of that, because they truly have. They truly have sacrificed, and they continue to. We are still at some of the most active times in our military. You know, they might say that we have no ongoing military things happening, but we do, and we always do. You may not know about them. I may not know about them, but right now, right this second, there are thousands of American servicemen and women in harm's way right now, or in active situations right now. We tend to not take it for granted, but kind of go on with our lives. And that's part of the beautiful thing that's called America, this volunteer army, this volunteer military we have, to where they're out there doing that. They're out there training for those things right now. You know, like I said, Garth was a mentor to all three of my children. Matter of fact, he wrote a letter of recommendation for both my son and my daughter for their service academy packages. And they all took it about as good as I'm taking it. You know, it's my daughter who is in the field with the Marine Corps right now, who will not be able to attend because it's range week, and any of your Marines know what that means. Basically, you're hiking a 40-pound pack, your full gear and your weapon, a few miles to the range, and then having to qualify with it and do all sorts of fun physical stuff, and then pack it all up and bring it all home. Again, with you, with your ammo and everything else. So because of that, she was not able to attend. But the rest of my family will be there, as well as I'm expecting, you know, a very large crowd. Garth was a loved person, and again, just a special type. And when I say I have never met a more positive person in my life, That's Garth. That was my friend. So I appreciate, obviously, some of you on the text line have known him. And if not, you've heard stories. And if not, you will, or you just did from me. So, again, this is going to be, you know, I may sound sad. I may say down because I am. But make no mistake that we're going to celebrate his life tomorrow and on as we move on. But it's interesting. I can hear him again in my head over and over again. You know, hey, my friend. You know, because that's what he said every time on the phone, in a text message, or in person. And it was always followed by a big hug, regardless of where you were, and regardless if he saw you an hour before somewhere else, you got a new hug when you saw him. So they don't make people like that anymore who take that time to personalize it and make you know that you were their friend. You were special to them, and you meant something to them, and they were glad, truly and honestly glad that you were part of their life. And let it be known, let it be said. How many of us don't let that be said? How many of that let us just move on? How many of us don't give that hug? How many of us don't tell the ones around us how special they are? And hopefully, you know, that's a lesson now that more people know from having known Garth. So I appreciate you dealing with me ramble on at the end of the show here. But again, it's going to be a celebration. I just want to let you know that I won't be here tomorrow. We'll be playing, I believe we're playing Friday's show when I did the dedication to Garth. I figure that was fitting since we'll be honoring him tomorrow. Again, we'll be broadcasting live from Scrantastic down there, the birth of our nation celebration. For our area, Scrantastic is a beautiful time. Make sure you come down there and check it out. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show in just a minute. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Again, the rain is just about pushing out of our area, so it should start to clear up. So you don't, after a little bit, you won't have to worry about any rain tonight. And looks like tomorrow is going to be a nice day as well. Couple showers Thursday night into Friday, and then the rest of the weekend looks like it's going to be a good time. Hopefully you got great plans with your friends and family this weekend, and if you don't, maybe make some. Maybe call up and have an impromptu get-together with whoever's important in your life. Doesn't matter who, right? If they're important in your life, make it happen. Make the call. Maybe you're on the outs with someone, family member, friend, neighbor that you really haven't gotten along with or haven't seen in a while. Maybe make an effort to just pop in and say hi. Yeah, let's have a drink. You want a beer? Something like that. That's how it starts, right? Other than that, God bless, be safe, and I will talk to you on Thursday live from Scrantastic.